Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Friday, it's hockey weekend, and we have got semifinal action with Stratford Warriors hockey. It is round two, and it kicks off tonight. How exciting is this? The voice of Stratford Warriors hockey, Casey Kenny, is here. Casey, good to see you.
Hey, Jamie, thanks for having me in. Let's get it going. I'm very excited, for sure.
This is fantastic. So we got the Stratford Warriors taking on Elmira. We've talked about this series earlier this week. This is going to be a tough series, an interesting series.
It's going to be a tough and interesting series, for sure, coming on the heels of what was an interesting and tough series in the first round against Brantford. So, yeah, it continues, and Elmira has been a stronger team for sure, finishing lower than Stratford in the standings. But, you know, you can pretty much at playoff time take the standings, roll them up, and throw them in the trash because they really don't mean a whole lot. So you have two teams that are on the ice that have always played each other tight. They've always competitive games. It's not just this season. It's been the last few seasons where they played like that. So, it's not going to be easy, and I know the Warriors are ready to go, and it's nice that they had a little bit of a break between the first round and this round getting started, just to hopefully heal up some injuries, have a little bit of time to rest before getting started, because as we know, the series can be grueling, especially coming off a triple overtime win game number five. So it's going to be a good one for sure, and I'm excited to see what happens.
And it happens starting tonight. It's a 7:30 game at the Allman Arena, and then game two is Sunday in Elmira.
Game two is Sunday in Elmira. Game three is back here on Monday in Stratford.
On Monday night.
So a rare Monday night game. And then game number four in the series will be next Wednesday in Elmira. So, yeah, it's quick back and forth. Once the series gets going, it comes at you fast because the games are so quickly or so closely put together, right?
Yeah, they're back-to-back
days. Exactly. And yeah, exactly. So it'll be a fast and furious few days to get into it for sure. I don't expect it'll be a series that will end in four games. I expect it'll probably be a longer series. I would think maybe six games. It's going to be exciting. And I know they had a presale last night at the arena down at the William Alma to get tickets for fans.
It's going
to
be packed.
Yeah, there's excitement for sure. And especially you and I touched about that earlier. In the fact that the Irish are in the playoffs right now, the Warriors are, how many fans we've seen down at the William Alma taking in the games. So, yeah, hockey fever just continues in Stratford for sure.
And when you talk about playoff hockey like this, semifinals or the finals, how awesome to have something like the Allman Arena.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
In terms of all arenas out there, or many of the other ones.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's truly, I know this is obviously the 100th anniversary of the William Allman, but yeah, you take a look at so many of the arenas out there, and so many of them are cookie cutter arenas, whereas they look the same, there's not really a whole lot of character to them. Obviously you have the ice sheet, but the stands are basically the same.
Or the stands are on one
side. Yeah, or on one side. Exactly. That's right. And then you take a look at the Allman, and it just stands alone on its own, right? The only arena that I could liken it to would be maybe the Galt in Cambridge. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's an amazing atmosphere. Last week I was looking back and I was watching some games from last year's playoffs when they won the Cherry, and just looking at the fans and the excitement, and it's amazing. So it's definitely worth checking out, and something that for sure is an amazing atmosphere.
And it's the 100th anniversary of the Allman Arena, and we've got playoff hockey with Stratford Warriors. So game time tonight is 7:30 at the Allman. How can they check it out online?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Jamie. So the games can be heard all throughout the playoffs on Stratford Warriors. Hockey. Myself and Don the General MacArthur will have the game starting at 7:25 tonight for the pregame show, and we're excited to get going for sure.
And just before we let you go, we got those Perth County matchups happening. Listowel hosting Ayr tonight, Ayr Centennials.
I expect that will be a tough series as well. I know that Listowel, obviously by virtue of finishing first in the Midwest, drew Caledon so in the first round, and full value to Caledon, but they were done in four games, as many expected. But I don't think it's going to be the case. Ayr is kind of a surprise team. Impressive during the regular season, just their defense. They've got a tough defense for sure. They've got guys who can score, so I expect that will probably be a lengthy series as well.
And St. Mary's hosting Strathroy opens tonight, too.
Yeah, for sure. So I have two friends who They do play-by-play, one for St. Mary's, one for one for Strathroy, and it's funny that they're both going to be calling the games, facing off against one another. But yeah, that'll be a good series to keep an eye on as well, just down the road. I mean, you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, but an eventual St. Mary's Stratford series would be something to behold for sure. So
in the meantime, it's Stratford Warriors and Elmira Game 1 tonight at the Allman Arena, and check out the broadcast with the voice of Stratford Warriors Hockey, Casey Kenny. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Jimmy.